Unit 24. Recording 31. Exam practice. Listening part 1. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear two friends talking about doing team sports in the schools they went to.
You did a lot of team sports at school, didn't you?
Yes, mainly football and volleyball. I was in the school team for both of them. I always felt really healthy from it, and it was a great way of getting to know people well. Some of the people I played with are still people I meet up with regularly. But you were good at sport too, weren't you? Didn't you enjoy it?
To be honest, I really didn't like team sports at school, although I did play rugby. It certainly kept me in good shape, but what I disliked most was having to spend so much time on it after school. All I really wanted to do was get on with homework, which I actually enjoyed, but the rugby practice got in the way. I also hated the competitive side, the constant pressure to win. I've spoken to some teammates since then, still people I keep in touch with, and many of them felt the same way.
Well, I suppose the pressure is sometimes a bit intense. But overall, I think doing team sports can really help you develop skills that are useful in later life. I suppose I'm a naturally competitive person, and I got a lot of fun out of playing against teams from other schools.
You did a lot of team sports at school, didn't you?
Yes, mainly football and volleyball. I was in the school team for both of them. I always felt really healthy from it, and it was a great way of getting to know people well. Some of the people I played with are still people I meet up with regularly. But you were good at sport too, weren't you? Didn't you enjoy it?
To be honest, I really didn't like team sports at school, although I did play rugby. It certainly kept me in good shape, but what I disliked most was having to spend so much time on it after school. All I really wanted to do was get on with homework, which I actually enjoyed, but the rugby practice got in the way. I also hated the competitive side, the constant pressure to win. I've spoken to some teammates since then, still people I keep in touch with, and many of them felt the same way.
Well, I suppose the pressure is sometimes a bit intense. But overall, I think doing team sports can really help you develop skills that are useful in later life. I suppose I'm a naturally competitive person, and I got a lot of fun out of playing against teams from other schools.
Extract 2. You hear two friends talking about reading.
I noticed one of your friends gave you an e-reader for your birthday, but I haven't seen you use it yet.
No, I've hardly used it at all. I still prefer reading printed books.
Oh, but e-readers are so convenient. You should really try it more. I use mine all the time, on the train on the way to work, on holiday, reading in bed before I go to sleep. You read a lot, don't you? You'd be able to carry a load of reading material around with you in something that's the size of a single paperback.
Mm.
And it's not just books. You can get newspapers and magazines as well. What I particularly like is being able to change the font size so easily. I hate reading books with very small print. Have a go.
Yes, that's all very true, but I just like holding real books. There's something about how they feel, and sometimes even how they smell, that really appeals. And I like having them on my bookshelves to remind me what I've read as I walk past them. And also to show people who visit what I've read so they can learn something about me. You can't do that if what you've read is on an e-reader.
I noticed one of your friends gave you an e-reader for your birthday, but I haven't seen you use it yet.
No, I've hardly used it at all. I still prefer reading printed books.
Oh, but e-readers are so convenient. You should really try it more. I use mine all the time, on the train on the way to work, on holiday, reading in bed before I go to sleep. You read a lot, don't you? You'd be able to carry a load of reading material around with you in something that's the size of a single paperback.
Mm.
And it's not just books. You can get newspapers and magazines as well. What I particularly like is being able to change the font size so easily. I hate reading books with very small print. Have a go.
Yes, that's all very true, but I just like holding real books. There's something about how they feel, and sometimes even how they smell, that really appeals. And I like having them on my bookshelves to remind me what I've read as I walk past them. And also to show people who visit what I've read so they can learn something about me. You can't do that if what you've read is on an e-reader.
Extract 3. You hear two people talking about receiving marketing texts on mobile phones.
You've got a new job in your company, haven't you?
Yes, I transferred to the marketing department just a couple of weeks ago. My job's to send texts to people about new offers and new products.
Oh, I get marketing texts all the time, and I must say that I find it pretty irritating. They tend to come from companies I know nothing about, trying to sell me things I've no wish to own. Although I sometimes text back telling them to stop contacting me, the texts just keep coming. I mean, I can understand why companies do it. It's a really efficient way of keeping people informed, but I wish I could stop it somehow.
Well, our company just sends texts to people who we think would want to find out more about our products. Perhaps they've already bought something from us online, so we know they might be interested in hearing from us. They'll have given us permission to send them details as well. And if people tell us to stop contacting them, we always delete their details from our database. Of course, not all companies follow the regulations that have been agreed about marketing texts.
You've got a new job in your company, haven't you?
Yes, I transferred to the marketing department just a couple of weeks ago. My job's to send texts to people about new offers and new products.
Oh, I get marketing texts all the time, and I must say that I find it pretty irritating. They tend to come from companies I know nothing about, trying to sell me things I've no wish to own. Although I sometimes text back telling them to stop contacting me, the texts just keep coming. I mean, I can understand why companies do it. It's a really efficient way of keeping people informed, but I wish I could stop it somehow.
Well, our company just sends texts to people who we think would want to find out more about our products. Perhaps they've already bought something from us online, so we know they might be interested in hearing from us. They'll have given us permission to send them details as well. And if people tell us to stop contacting them, we always delete their details from our database. Of course, not all companies follow the regulations that have been agreed about marketing texts.